6:17 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line now by the mayor of Wilson County, Randall Hutto. Good morning, Mayor Hutto.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great. You have a very interesting background. You've been the mayor of Wilson County since 2010. That's about that's a long time. And now you're running for re-election in 2022. You have a couple challengers. But before we get into that, I want to talk about your background. You were a teacher. You went to MTSU, got a master's at Trevecca. You've been a teacher and coach at Lebanon High School for about 20 years, from 1984 to 2003. What did you teach? What did you coach?
I was the head boys basketball coach for 12 years there and assistant football coach for 18. I started out teaching general math and then went to my minor, which was history, and then ended up in physical education in the gym.
So it's interesting that you were a basketball coach. That's a serious gig here in Tennessee to be the head basketball coach. How did you like being a basketball coach? How did your teams do?
You know, I really enjoyed that. Of course, today, you know, it kind of still comes back to you when you go to Kroger or Walmart. You know, people say, "Hey, coach, how you doing?" And so those special relationships were good. Our teams were, you know, I was really blessed to have some good teams through there. We went to the state tournament in 94, 95. We went 2000 and 2001. So three times we got to go there, which was, you know, a blessing for us. As a matter of fact, the coach that was got us to the Final Four, one of the players that got us to the Final Four, actually was the coach this year of Lebanon High School, Jim McDowell, and he coached them and took them to the Final Four. So reliving a little bit of history this year.
Did you play basketball in college or just in high school?
Just in high school.
Yeah. Were you a guard? Were you a shooting guard?
I was a guard, yes, sir.
I thought so. I don't know why, but you got the look of a shooting guard. Right.
Yeah, a little short to be inside.
Yeah. I was the playmaker guard in high school, but I'm 5'9" and a half on a good day, right?
I got you. Well, we're close. We're very close.
Then you were the assistant superintendent of schools for 7 years, and the Radford County mayor. Tell me about this, Wilson County. You began your role as county mayor there in 2010, 12 years ago. My goodness, what growth have you seen in that 12 years?
You know, it has been tremendous. You know, we were the third fastest growing county last year. The year before that, we were the first fastest growing county. And so, you know, I guess people want to move here. I think number one, because of the educational system that we provide. Low tax rate is definitely a big one. Our proximity to Nashville probably is another reason. But, you know, really and truly, if you get to come and live here, I think it's really because of the great people that live here in our county. You know, growth, of course, is good and bad. You know, when you grow, of course, you know, I talk to some county mayors that talk about they don't have any growth. And since they don't have growth and the cost of employees are going up, the cost of materials are going up, then they have to raise taxes. Of course, in our case, we don't have that problem because the growth is coming in. And our property values, you know, probably also are advantaged too, because if you take, for example, we had reappraisal this last year. Let's say you went to bed owning a home that was worth $200,000. You may wake up and it's worth $300,000. You didn't pay any money for that. And, of course, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, you know, they raised my taxes. Well, the state, you know, makes you do a certified tax rate, and then the county commission has the option to raise your taxes. And so our county commission did not raise the taxes, and we dropped the tax rate from $2.51 to $1.90. So that part is good. You know, when you talk about growth, too, I think you want to say, well, you know, can you control growth? And, you know, I looked at the last 4 years of where growth came in Wilson County. 52% of the growth occurred in 11 city limits. 32% came in the city limits of Mount Juliet, 4% came in Watertown, and 15.6% came in the county. Our BOZA committee, the Board of Zoning Appeals, has really worked hard at trying to preserve the rural area in Wilson County, the area that we control. I went back and did a little bit of study over that over the last 10 years, and, you know, let's just say Grandmama wants to sell her farm, 300 acres. She has that right to do that, and she also has the right by law to put two houses per acre. But she could come to the Board of Zoning Appeals and say, hey, can I put four houses there? And the Board of Zoning Appeals has really done a good job of not letting the density occur in a rural area.
Let me ask you this question, if you, Mayor Hutto. You have a challenger, at least one, maybe two, Philip Warren, who worked with you, I think, as election administrator there for many years in Wilson County. He was on the show. And basically he says you're a nice guy, but you're not conservative enough. I hear this a lot, Randall Hutto is not a conservative. He's really an establishment Republican. And there's a lot of politics in Wilson County back and forth between sort of conservatives and grassroots conservative and establishment. I don't know all the details, but you seem to be right in the middle of that. Tell us how you characterize yourself as a county mayor politically.
Well, you know, I think most people would call me a conservative. Some people may call me cheap in some areas, but we strive hard to take care of our dollars here. And I'll just give you some examples. We took advantage of the low interest rates that have been occurring recently to save the taxpayers $17 million. And, you know, you have to kind of stay on that to be able to do that. We worked hard in our finances to try to make sure that, you know, that we are clear on what we're doing. And as you look at that, we developed a program called a ClearGov where people can go and actually look at our budget for transparency reasons. So, you know, to analyze where our money is at and what we're doing with that. We really worked hard at we moved the bond rating from a AA to a AA+, and we're actually going for a AAA. AA+, there's only five counties in the state that have that.
So your bond ratings are pretty good. I'm trying to get at this characterization, though, that you're part of the establishment, and that, I mean, I keep hearing grassroots folks say, well, Randall Hutto's more of an establishment guy, and he's not a true conservative. Are there any particular issues out there that would illustrate that, where there's a difference between you and your challengers, Philip Warren being one?
And give me a better example of what, say, if you're not talking about conservative on the monetary side, tell me you're thinking about maybe.
No, I'm just telling you what I hear, and I'm just trying to see if you can kind of translate that to us, because a lot of this stuff, to me, the reason I ask it, Mayor Hutto, is I am not sufficiently familiar with all of the inner details of what's going on there, but I do get a sense that there's a lot of sort of intra-party back and forth in Wilson County where that kind of pits one group against the other. That's kind of what I'm trying to elicit from you.
I really don't know that exists in our county. I think, you know, of course, definitely at our level that we serve all the people that come in there to our office and try to make sure that everybody is served regardless of if you want to talk about the party ring, you know. Of course, my background has been a Republican since 2010, since I got into office for sure, you know, and so I don't see that at our level when people walk in the door. You know, nobody talks about, hey, I'm a Republican, can you help me? Hey, I'm a Democrat, will you help me?
So in the day-to-day, Mayor Hutto, you don't really see those stark differences that I hear about?
No, sir.
Okay. Let me ask you one other question. Our last question for you. You have been mayor of Wilson County. This is a long, long record, a long track record. It's about 12 years right now. You want to get another 4 years. Are you getting tired of the job, or do you love it?
You know, I really do love it. And I think, you know, some people talk about term limits, for example. You know, really and truly, my first 3 or 4 years, it took me that long just to find out where all my checkers were to be able to move it, to make things happen, to make a difference in our world. And so, you know, it's really easy from the outside looking at, well, I'll go in and I'll do this, this, and this. But you really, it is a large organization. You know, when you talk about, you know, just one or two organizations out there, this is encompassing everything. And so anytime anybody has a problem, regardless of who it's with, even people that I don't even control, like, let's say, the sheriff, you know, or let's say, the county clerk's office, you know, they're going to call us and want us to help them. And we're going to try to help them, but we don't govern those people. But it is a large organization. So to learn all of the check, where all your checkers are, to try to be able to make some moves, you know, that takes a little while. And you know, just recently, we've developed some programs since we've learned where our money's at, and we've done some things to really make a difference. We had an ag center out there, the expo center, that we are funding, that we changed the funding to hotel motel tax, which really is a conservative way of looking at them. You know, if they want more money, then they've got to create more heads and beds here. And so that's a positive thing we felt like on our side. But we created things like Nashville has Nashville rides. We did Wilson rides to give our seniors a ride around town on a volunteer service. No tax dollars included in that, by the way. Same thing with Wilson Volunteers, to hook up volunteers that want to give back, like my people at Dale Webb, let's say, and the people of nonprofit that need help. Drug-free Wilco was another big one that we created here because I had a player of mine that died of fentanyl overdose. And, you know,
That must have been very tough if you had a player of yours die of an overdose. And that program came out of that. That must have been tough emotionally for you.
Yes.
Former guy.
It was. Thomas Tapley was the player, and his mom came to me and said, Mayor, you know, what can we do? And so, you know, that's where that one's created.
Mayor Hutto, I'm so sorry. We are running out of time, but will you come in studio so we can get to know you a little bit better? Because this is all very interesting stuff. Thanks for joining us.
I would love to. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Randall Hutto, Wilson County Mayor, running for re-election. Hey, when we come back, the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.